Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening, as always. I'm Laurie Cadden, and with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel. Jewel, how the heck are you?
I'm doing very well today. How are you?
I'm good. A little bit of a nasally today. Sorry about that, folks. Just a little sinus stuff. But other than that, I'm great. We're taping on Friday morning prior to you listening to us, and it's a beautiful, sunny, crisp, albeit crisp day, but the sun is out, and that's all I care about. That's a good thing. So happy to after that snow the last couple days, which, of course, you know I can't stand. Not that I don't like looking at it. I'm going to repeat this. I just don't like the end result. How about that, Julie? Does that make more sense?
I guess. I get it.
Yeah, I don't like trudging around in the ice.
Setting for Christmas, though. It makes you feel...
Yeah, it is. I'd rather no snow out there. I just like it. It can be cold and Christmassy and no snow for me. But we won't belabor this point, as we always do. I want to talk about a few things. Jewel, yesterday at the Skronson Cultural Center was the county's Wake Up with the Arts and Culture, Wake Up with the Arts breakfast that was in the ballroom of the lovely Scranton Cultural Center. And Deb Peterson and I went in the morning, and believe it or not, and you know me in the mornings, but I was there for, Deb picked me up at 8:30, and we got there and had a lovely time. Maureen McGuigan, who is just such a sweetheart, is the Director of Arts and Culture for the county. Our fearless leader, Mr. Bill Gaughan, was there. He gave a lovely opening, and he's just a good guy. And it was nicely attended, and we had a wonderful presentation by one of my favorite people in the whole world, Mr. Nick Petula. Nick is a retired school teacher. He's a local historian. He's a phenomenal guy. He and his wife, Susan. Susan was there to help, and Susan is just a fabulous woman. Many roles in the medical world. She's got her PhD. I think it's in nursing. She's phenomenal. I say I think because she is an RN, and So I think she did get her doctorate in nursing. So I say that, but she does have her doctorate, let's put it that way. And she's a very wonderfully talented, bright lady, lover. And they have one daughter, and their daughter has two sons. So I said, oh boy, you got the boys there, huh? And he said, we have the girl, and now we have the boy grandsons, and we love it. So, but Nick was my school teacher at West Scranton High School. I graduated in 1979, and I loved Nick Petula. He and Frank Satil, who, God rest his soul, were two of my faves, and as well as my dear MJ Collarin, who was my psychology teacher in 12th grade, and I loved her. But Nick was someone very near and dear to me. He also chaperoned our group of friends who went from the Spanish club. We went to Spain for 2 weeks, and he was a chaperone, and we had so much fun with him. We got in trouble, and he, you know, watched over us, and it was just a great time. And so he's just someone who I love very much, and he's so smart and so talented, and was just a great charismatic teacher. And he still has that way about him. He spoke about his book, which Julie, you're going to talk about and read a little bit, his current book. And it was delightful because he said, I know this is a little different way, you know, with the arts, but he's, you know, literary arts is just as important, if not is more. So we love it. He was great. His presentation was wonderful. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I just can't say enough about Nick Petula. He is going to come on the show. He does a lot of work, clearly, with the Lackawanna Historical Society and Marianne Moran, who you guys all know I love and is phenomenal at what she does. And Nick does a lot of work for us, a lot of volunteer work, and writes several books. And so if you're looking for a book for Christmas, we're going to talk about this one because it's amazing. And the history that you get from these. And I'm going to give this plug too. The Historical Society does a ton of programming throughout the year. So does the library system. And so if you can do that, go to these things because you really learn so much about the city of Scranton and its beginnings and what went on and the industries that forged our great town and where they used to be. And what Nick said was there were three sections of Scranton, Julie. There was Providence, which you hail from,
yes.
Hyde Park, which I hail from, and
right.
Scranton in general. So those were the three sections of Scranton way back. And it's amazing to hear the stories of the police chiefs and the populations of people and people who were considered foreign-speaking, which is so appropriate for, you know, in our where mm-hmm. we're living and how we're living now. And foreign-speaking people, and those were the people who were our ancestors, Julie, our grandparents and great-grandparents who came here to find a better life from, you know, Poland and Ireland and Italy and all around the world to come here to form who we are today. And it's amazing, the history and what you learn. So if you can do that, do it. But Nick Petula, one of my favorite guys, and I just love him. Jewel, talk a little bit about his book. You have it up. You pulled it up for me. So talk a bit the name and what it encompasses people can know.
The name of the book is Faces of the Accused, A History of Scranton Mugshots and Criminal Activity by Nick Petula. Scranton Public Library posted about this. And it's such a great description. I'm going to read that post from their Facebook page. It says, discover Scranton's criminal past through historical mugshots with local historian Nick Petula. In his new book, Faces of the Accused, Petula explores a fascinating collection of 19th and 20th century mugshots, revealing how they influence law enforcement and society's view of crime. I think this is really interesting. And I think there are lessons to be learned, as you alluded to.
Yep.
I think this is very timely and interesting what a great book. I'll get a copy of that and read it for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You have
but
to.
I mean, if you want
anyone
to learn more about
yeah,
it, go to Scranton Public Library on Facebook, and they have information.
Or you can buy it at the Lackawanna Historical Society. I know for a fact it's $25 because I've already called
there
Marianne
you go.
And held. I held two because I'm going to put them in my boys' stockings. And
good.
I just think it's amazing that we have this and we have someone who does this kind of research on Scranton. And he said that he's been so fascinated by it ever since he's a little boy. He grew up in Providence, and so he's fascinated by what's available, and that's why and what this town provided, and the ways of being arrested, and that's why it all led back to, like we talked about, the Black Hand, which is mafia related, which he said, and the reason that it was called Black Hand is because you would get a letter, and whoever sent it would put their hand in ink and put it on the letter itself, which is why it was called that, which I had no idea. And also the red light district that mm-hmm. was so prominent in our region. And just, we talked about Madam Jenny, Madam Jenny Duffy. And that's the name of the bar, right. Madam Jenny, which is, really cool. But this woman was notorious. And they said that she would drive around like well into her 80s. And people would know who she was. The police would know her. I mean, amazing, the stuff. And years ago, it wasn't illegal. So they kind of tried to condense the red light district into certain areas, and they became sort of back alleyways to do this, to perform this business until it became
right.
illegal. It's just unbelievable. The people, what they were arrested for, what they looked like, the clothing and the, the mugshots are amazing to look at them. He had some mugshots with them. And, these young people or women who looked absolutely beautiful, they were beautifully dressed, amazing. So mm-hmm. It was a fascinating morning. I'm so glad Maureen asked Nick to do this. I mean, I'm biased because I love Nick Petula, and he will always be, and I made that announcement. I said he's my favorite teacher ever. And he's the absolute best, and this is part of the reason, because when you see him get up there, just not one ounce of what he said did I like veer off and thought of something else. He was so engaging in his presentation. It just makes you realize what things were like way back when, and when this town mm-hmm. was starting. It's amazing. So yes, get the book. Go over to the Historical Society, call them, get it, give it as a Christmas gift from someone who might be a history buff, from someone who's from Scranton who maybe doesn't live here anymore, who wants to know, or just ourselves who have the privilege of being here, look at it and read it. Just do it. It's just great. So that's what I can tell you. So I know our time is up, but please do it. Jewel, the name of the book?
Faces of the Accused.
Of the Accused.
By Nick Petula.
There you go. Yes, there you go. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications, and Julie's going to tell you what she does best.
Thanks, Laurie.
Besides baking.
Oh. I do love to bake. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But for my day job, so to speak, I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. So, Jewel, I had a busy week of craziness. I had some stuff canceled on Wednesday due to the snow, but I was out on Monday. Julie D. Immel and Julie Orlosky and I were out celebrating cookie baking. The three of us got together and made, Julie and I brought our dough already made, Julie Orlosky and I, and Julie was going to do more, but had some different plans for a little bit. So, but she came and met us and spent some time with us doing our thing. And Julie helped greatly. So we had such a great time, Julie. The cookies, my mother and grandma's recipe, which I love, cutout cookies, they're my favorite. It was fabulous. Julie timed them perfectly. This Julie Immel, is a whiz. A whiz with cookies, and I knew that already, but she really took the bull by the horns and did lots of work for us, and we had so much fun, didn't we, Jewel?
It was fun. It was fun, and when I got there, you were still in the dark because the light switches were so beautifully concealed within the decor. Yeah, but so I did come blasting in there, and I turned on the lights, and I put on my apron and rolled up my sleeves, and I started moving oven racks around, and I guess I got a little bit assertive there, but
you're good, you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
yeah what you're doing. It's good.
I love to bake, and I've been baking with my mother, who is a retired chef, for my entire life. Since I could stand and speak, I've been baking. So, yeah, I had a really, really good time. And I was upset initially that, you know, my day changed and I didn't get to make my dough or bring my supplies or pack anything. And I was like, well, maybe I could be helpful as an assistant. So I was so happy that you allowed me to, you know, to like jump right in and do something, because I can't be there in a kitchen with all this beautiful dough and not bake a little bit. So I was your official, I guess that my job was
baker.
Rolling things
baker.
Out.
Yeah.
I was rolling it out.
Well, I told Tommy, too, that you said, because I was marveling at the fact that you rolled things so perfectly round and that it just seems so easy for you. And you said, well, I'm good at this, but also it's the dough. And I told Tommy, much like a painter needs the right canvas, you need the right dough to do good baking. And I said, Tommy,
that's true.
Julie, who is a phenomenal cookie maker, told me to tell you you did a great job because Tommy made them on Sunday. He made the dough for me. I had to, of course, check the consistency because I know what it's supposed to feel like. He doesn't really know that. So he said, Mom, check it. So each time, and it was, he nailed it both times.
He
and
did.
And I said, Tommy, it's perfect right off the bat. It was perfect. We didn't have to add anything. It was great. So then it has to chill for at least 6 hours. So I just let it overnight, and it was perfect. So he did a great job. You did. The cookies are delicious. They are gluten-free cutout cookies because we use the King Arthur measure for measure. So all you do is substitute that flour for regular flour and they voila become gluten-free, but they're delicious and they're pretty. And I even volunteered, Julie, Tommy and his partner are going to make some cookies for his clients. And I said, if you want to do them here, I'll even take the time to put those little berries, the little holly berries in the cookie in the wreath, the old fashioned vintage cookie cutter that you and I both have. And he said, we're doing it regular. We're not doing gluten-free. So I don't want to cross contaminate anything. So I'm not going to do it.
Right.
But I told him, if you take a little tweezers and use the little red nonpareils, you can do it. Because I used to painstakingly, my mother would have mixed color nonpareils, and I would painstakingly take the red ones out and put them in when I was little to help them because I had the patience then to do it. So
yeah,
it was great.
Adorable.
And Julie, it's a great old, you know, that cookie cutter's great. So anyway, we had a great time. A big shout out to Julie Orlovsky, who also did a great job. Julie and I met at the Everhart Museum. She started as the assistant executive director when I was doing work for them, and that we met the first day. And I said, Julie, I'll never forget. We met at, it was in the winter time, and we met, or late fall, and we met at Cafe Classico for lunch. And as soon as I met her, I fell in love with her. And to this day, she's one of my dearest friends. I love her. But you could see how she's an RN. Now she went back and got her RN, and she retired from Marworth and about a year ago or so. And she's just incredible. I love her. And you can tell how she is, Julie, that she's the perfect nurse because she's so nurturing. I can't think of a better word. Would you agree on that, or do you have a better word for me?
No, I thought she was just lovely. And it was so nice to meet her. So I want to give her a shout out too, from one Julie to another. I hope to see her again soon. I thought she was just great at her cookies. Oh, they were beautiful.
Yeah, they came out beautiful. Right.
Oh, they were so good. Yes. Yeah. So.
And Julie, did you see that old fashioned press, that cookie cutter kind of thing she had with the wooden, it was like metal, like an old fashioned metal bottom, and it had the wooden handle that you pressed? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. Maybe she had that out before I got there.
Yes.
Cool.
One was candy canes, the other was a holly leaf, and the other I think was an ornament. And she bought it in a vintage store, like she got it somewhere and they're wonderful. So anyway, she did say that she thinks the King Arthur, she took her son, her grandson, who loves to bake, she took him, which was great. This summer they drove up to Vermont and took a King Arthur cooking class at their facility, yes, which I think is so she gave him an experience for a Christmas gift gift, either one.
Yeah,
and they had a wonderful time. And anyway, she said that King Arthur, because I always get their magazines in the mail and stuff because that's the only flour I buy.
Too.
Yeah,
yes.
It's great. And she said that, you know, they right in the book you'll see, or on the website, you'll see the classes if you want to take. She said it took 5 hours to drive up north, and it was wonderful. So I would love that. Love to do that.
Yeah.
But
well, and
anyway,
if you can't travel, they do on-demand classes too. So you can do them online.
There's
a bunch of them. Because I get their email, you know, their email blasts and text and all that. I'm all plugged into King Arthur. I love their products and their recipes and their cookbooks. I am not endorsed by King Arthur, but I probably should be. Because I do. I like you. I like their products. But yes, Laurie, they have all these in-demand classes now that you can buy so that if you're not able to do that trip right away and you want to learn some new baking skills for the holiday season, just do an online class. And there you go.
There you go. Love it. Well, anything we can do to cook and bake and make things, you know, there's a skill to it, and I just love every minute of it. So the older I get, the more I'm just really, like, tapped into that kind of stuff and to learn how to do it better and more delicious. Who doesn't want that? There's nothing like food, and when you provide food, it's providing love. That's how I look at it. So just keep doing what you're doing out there, and if you want to learn more, go check out King Arthur and see what happens, because I think cooking classes are wonderful. I remember taking them in high school, mandatory. We had to take them, and I loved doing it, but I was not interested in it, but I loved to do it. And like I said, we've always done certain cookies at Christmas, and I've been part of that, and it's always been fun, so it's my tradition yearly to do that. And you've now added to it, Julie, so thank you for that. And so that was on Monday. And Tuesday, I went to Fidelity Bank's Christmas party. Deb Peterson and I, again, went to Fidelity's party at Glenmara, and it was a blast. I had so much fun. It was a great party. And I have to say that I love Fidelity Bank. They are a sponsor of this show, but I love them. And I love the people who work there. I have so many friends because being an ex-banker, I have so many friends in the business and so many acquaintances. But I will tell you, Kelly Laird, who was the branch manager of the Scranton location, the financial center, and now has been promoted, has been wonderful. And the culture that's been set at that branch in particular. I also go to the Greenridge branch, and I love them as well. And I go to the drive-through there, and I do my run-in at the financial center. They're just wonderful people, and Dan has provided an opportunity for people. That the culture that's been set there is fabulous. Everything starts at the top and trickles on down. And there's just so many people who do such wonderful work. I just love them, like Mary McNichols, who has been on our show, Jill Valentini, who's been on our show, as I said, Kelly Laird, Carmen Caputo, who did that great show for us, Joe Tomko, I want him to come on one of these days. We have so many people who have just step up and do what they're supposed to do, and there's so many more people because they've been a sponsor for so many years. Just everything about it, Julie, we just had so much fun. It was a classy party. People were just in good moods. It was a nice night, cool but crisp and lovely. And Glenmara did a wonderful job and was happy to be there. And just, you know, big shout out to Dan Santinello and being the leader of that organization and everyone else who does their job well. The bank is a true example of what community banking is all about. So that's my plug for Fidelity Bank. And thank you for the opportunity to be part of that. And we're out of time, Julie, so we're going to be back with the lovely Holly Cerace, another professional in the real estate world who does a great job, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, what do you do there, kiddo?
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Julie. And with us is another lovely woman by the name of Holly Sriracha. You might recognize her. You might see her face all over on Billboard. She's beautiful inside and out. I love her to pieces. She's here. Happy, happy, happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All those things, even though you'll be back with us next week, Hal. I'm just getting it all out, so in case we forget all the craziness, Merry Christmas. And congratulations to you and how successful you are and continue to be. And you're a delight to have with us, Holly. We love you. Julie and I both love you dearly. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about some stuff just in actions, real estate agent actions, and procedural things, how to get business and what's the kind of people like, what they may not like, that kind of stuff. We thought we'd talk a little bit about that. But before we start, Holly, the inventory, I hear, is still on the low side. Am I correct on that?
My goodness, yes, it definitely is. It's very, very, very strange. And it's interesting because I took a Zoom call it's with ERA, it's called Refuel, yesterday with a very well-known coach. And essentially he's talking about agents dropping out of the business and then inventory picking up somewhat with the interest rates lowering and what have you, and none of that applies to our little area. Wow. So it's interesting nationwide to hear the differences. However, we have 200 more agents than we have had in ever. Yeah. And no inventory.
Yeah. You know, and it's hard, Holly, and that'll bring us right into what we want to talk about. It's hard in this business because there are, you know, people who think about it, they say, oh, maybe I should get my license. Maybe I should do this. And, you know, I know this person and I know that person. And I know people, hey, it's a free world and you're free to do whatever you want. But it's hard to be an agent and not do it full time. It's hard to service customers and clients without doing it. I know I'm an example of this. I have my license for 30 some years, and I keep up with it. I do continuing ed. I renew my license every year. I do not do practice real estate full time. So because I know I can't give that to my clients, I refer only, and I am considered a referring agent. Hopefully, someday down the road, I would like to really delve into it and do it on a more, you know, to do it more full time in years, to, you know, down the road. Hopefully, that's something I hope to do. But I also know that, yes, I know people and I could do it, but I don't want to not be available to them because I don't have the time. It's not my full-time job. And so I think that there's a lot of ways to get around things. And I think when you are a full-time agent, it is just easier for everybody because you're there, you're into it, you're doing it, you're living that life. It's hard, Holly, to be there for people when you can't give them your full-time best. So can we talk a little bit about that and how this works for people? And like you said, 200 extra agents. And again, get your license, do whatever. But some people look at it like, hey, it's a quick money-making profession and I'll do it while things are good. And then when things are bad, because they say, you know, true, really good agents survive no matter what the market is. And that's, I would probably guess that those people are people who do this full time. I don't know that for sure, but I would imagine that's the case. But you do it, you live it. Tell us.
Yeah, well, I think there's a huge misconception about what real estate agents do and the hours that we work and what have you. And two things that I thought were very interesting that were said to me. One was a friend of mine that's another agent, and he essentially said, you know, we wake up every day unemployed. And
yes.
And that's true.
Absolutely.
You know, we do not have a regular paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get something under contract, at best, you know, if it gets to the finish line, it's 4 weeks, and it's typically about six, so you don't have a paycheck until then. And then another client said to me, you know, it's very interesting, your profession, because you essentially work when everyone doesn't. And that's true.
Yes. Yep.
And I've noticed, especially with, you know, being president of the board in 20, like, and getting to know different personalities and different brokerages and different business models and what have you. You know, when you and I started a very long time ago, it was a very tight run ship. And you did this, and there was a lot of accountability. You know, things weren't as crazy. Brokers definitely had more say in everything. The industry just got upended with COVID, and things got really, really, really loose. And I've seen things that are very, very, very scary. And I think that the what you need to get a license should definitely be changed. I think it's too easy. You know, you're dealing with the biggest financial transaction that someone will make in their life. And I feel like a lot of the agents don't take it serious enough. When I got my license, I you know, was going through my class, I swore every 15 minutes, he said, if you do this, you're going to be sued. If you do that, you're going to be sued. Don't get sued. You know, yeah. That kind of a thing. And scary. I'm seeing individuals today that, especially like some of the younger people, they might be very savvy, very tech savvy, or really good with social media and what have you. And they think that that's all that you need to do. And that's just not the case. You really need to know your contract. You really need to know the legalities and ins and outs and how to protect your client. And I always say, like, there's a lid for every jar, and that's why there's chocolate and vanilla ice cream. Just because you sell the most homes or you're the most visible doesn't necessarily mean that you're the most knowledgeable. And right. Those of us that, and I will say this, I do have friends in the industry that work full time and maybe do this. I mean, their schedules are modified. They might do real estate, part-time, but not really, because they do work full-time. And they love it, but maybe because they don't get benefits or what have you, they need to maintain their full-time job. I've right. heard it said countless times, like, you know, I'm done by 2:00. I have nothing else to do. So I think I'm just going to get my real estate license. What people don't realize is there's also costs associated with
absolutely
having a real estate license. So you have to pay not only your local dues, but your national dues and your state dues. And there are times that I receive contracts and I'm astonished how poorly they're written or what have you. And I try to always go the extra distance. So I'll look up the agent's license and see how long they're licensed. And if they've been doing it a long time, then they should know better. But if they're a new agent, I try to guide them through the process and say, hey, you might want to talk to your broker about this and, you know, or this and that, and be kind about it. But then there's agents that say, just send it back and say, go talk to your broker. Mm-hmm. They can be very aggressive in terms of attracting business, or you can listen, you can pay for leads, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's individuals that are really, really, really good at converting them, and that's great, and that's how they run their business. But there's a difference of being an aggressive agent and, you know, being aggressive about selling a home or helping a buyer find a home. It's just different personalities and different approaches to things. They say that, 3% of the agents are doing 97% of the business.
Right.
And it's a little bit diluted now with so many agents. But again, I'm flabbergasted at, like, you don't know the rules. You don't, it's put on the bulletin board. There's email sent out. The communication is constantly there. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, I tell homeowners all the time, if I'm interviewing for a listing appointment or what have you, I said, you don't pick your agent based on price. You know, interview your agent, and, you know, anybody could talk a good game, but, you know, lay out the facts. Let's look at their history, their longevity in their business. Do they have a good reputation? Do they know what they're talking about? Do they communicate with you? Do they return phone calls? You know, are they readily accessible if you have a problem? Will they take ownership if there is a problem? All of these things go into, you know, making a good agent. And, that's that.
Yeah, I think, Holly, and it's very, it's a very fine line, because
you want to make sure, you know, every time we take our continuing ed, and ethics we have to take every time we take our continuing education, and every time I am in that class, and the stuff we watch and how and the stuff that's said is scary to me, that people would actually say and do the things that could be brought up, you know, in antitrust and many things that are just plain wrong. And not knowing the business, thinking, oh, I'm just going to do this. There's so much more than just, oh, I'm going to get this and do it. And hopefully some people who think that turn out and they say, you know what, I really do like this. I really want to be better at this. I really want to do this more full time. I'm going to get to that point. And that's sort of what happens to some people. They just do, and that's the good. That's the hope, is that that's what happens. But years ago, and you and I both long-term licensees. The things, like you're saying, things have changed drastically. But what hasn't changed is the fact that you still have to do it right, and there are still rules and regulations that you have to follow. And you being on the board gives you that opportunity to know this and to pay attention to it. Everyone has access to it, but you kind of, when you're there setting the regulations and doing the work, it's so much, you can see it more clearly, Holly, because you have that experience of being involved with the board and where you're at and how this works. So, like, just all we're saying here is just do it right and follow the rules, because if you do that, you can be a good agent and you can be successful in how you do it. And like you said, everybody's style is different, you know, but I always look at it between, there's a very fine line between determination and desperation. So that's just how I look at things. So I think it's important, but Holly, you do a great job. You do things well. You are following the rules, and tell everybody what you want to leave with their thought with on this one.
Thank you. Well, I think it's a rewarding career. I love it. Every day is different, which is fantastic. And if you're not a person that, you know, wants to be in an office every day, it's a great career path, but you do have to invest a lot of time. You have to invest money. You need to align yourself with a brokerage that will support you, that, you know, helps you with marketing and advertising and most importantly, training. You know, as well as I do, a lot of times the brokerage will give you the key and say, well, figure it out. And unfortunately, a lot of the real estate schools, they teach you how to pass the test, which really doesn't have much to do with the day-to-day.
How to be an agent. Mm-hmm.
But it is very, very, very rewarding. And I don't know anywhere where you can just walk in and do a job. You know, so I think that, you know, if you dedicate the time and energy and, you know, the materials are there, the support is there to learn your contracts and, you know, your tech savvy, somewhat tech. You don't have to be extremely tech savvy, but, you know your way around a keyboard. It's a great career. It's very, very, very rewarding. You wear a lot of different hats, but, you know, you navigating all the different personalities and nuances with the transactions. Again, it's very, very rewarding, but it's not easy. You know, like the misconception is that it is, and or a perception, whatever, and it's not, but it is very rewarding.
It is, and especially if you're good at what you do, it's just like anything else. Those who are good and believe in what they do, and have the gift to do it, then they excel. The cream always rises to the top. Holly, that's how we have to look at it. And so we also want to say ERA has about 80-some agents, 5 offices in 10 counties, and growing all the time, led by the fearless leader, Sunita Arora, who we thank all the time for supporting this show and supporting the agents she has. I've been there since 2007 and love her to pieces. So, Holly, we thank you. We wish you a Merry Christmas and see you next, but we'll be able to get you soon because we're going to continue next week. And in the meantime, everybody else out there, have a great weekend. Get your Christmas shopping done and enjoy. And we will see you real soon. Thanks again for listening. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and we just want to say, I can't tell you enough. I'm saying it again. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.